Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News, and we're with Judy Patrick, the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Big news yesterday, of course, that Elaine Calleros, the head of SUNY Poly, now no longer the head. He resigned, although he's going to keep his professor, or he wants to keep his professorship. Of course, he's implicated in a bid rigging scheme that involved the Cuomo administration, top aides, one who's pleaded guilty, all part of an investigation, not only from the federal prosecutor, Preet Bharara, but Attorney General Eric Schneiderman in New York, and the news yesterday that he's officially resigned.
Yeah, and that resignation did not come as a complete surprise because of all of that investigation and indictment. Just as a reminder, Calleros is 60. He was one of 9 Cuomo insiders, associates, and donors who were charged in that federal complaint alleging a campaign of fraud, conspiracy, bribery, and big ribbon. He is also the center of a separate complaint brought by the state attorney general, Eric Schneiderman. That inquiry was related to projects in Albany where he had built a billion-dollar collection of research facilities that helped fuel his reputation in the field of nanotechnology. Calleros' image was further bolstered by the governor, who called him New York's secret weapon. When he resigned yesterday, he said he recognized that his continued leadership would pose a distraction from SUNY Poly continuing its good work. The complaint against Calleros was announced back in September by Preet Bharara, the U.S. attorney in Manhattan, and resulted in charges against two of Cuomo's former top aides, Joe Prococo and Todd Howe. But the complaint also offered an unflattering view of Andrew Cuomo's preferred method of upstate development, which combined Calleros' vision of high-tech hubs with the university's ability to begin large construction projects with less oversight than state agencies. That included the Buffalo Billions, which had poured hundreds of millions of dollars into Buffalo, largely under the auspices of SUNY Poly. Calleros had already been suspended without pay, and Andrew Cuomo had already transferred authority for the Buffalo Billion to the Empire State Development Authority. Cuomo has repeated the assertion that SUNY bears the bulk of the responsibility for the scandal, but it should be noted that the governor has used the university system to highlight social issues like reducing sexual assault on campus. In early January, the governor also announced that SUNY would raise its minimum wage to $15 an hour. The move provided some momentum for the statewide $15 minimum wage. SUNY has also served as an anchor for other economic development programs, including Startup New York. Mr. Calleros has left. We'll continue to follow this very, very big story.
Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. You can find out more at dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thank you.
Thanks, David.